This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You are listening to Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
What's up? It's Metal Shop Backstage Pass, episode number 112.
We're back up in that ass with 112 hours of audio brutality.
My name is Ian. That's Kevin Deers.
Hey.
And Ryan the Beard.
Hi.
And we're back again, man. It's good to be back. Last week, we took a week off the podcast and put up the Gate Creeper interview that Kevin did with Chase, right?
Was his name? Yeah, Chase. Gate Creeper's an awesome band. And if you haven't had the chance, you're like, man, I don't want to hear that. I don't know that band. Check it out, because we actually put in a couple songs from that band.
Yeah.
And they're shredders, man. That band is
f***ing
sweet.
Yeah, man. So what's been up? I know we had a couple shows this week we should probably talk about in retrospect, and both on the same day, no less.
Oh, yes. There was I actually kind of fell in love with the local band called Rhine.
Yeah,
I know Ryan the Beard's a fan of them. I think we should feature them on the local episode.
We should call Ryan the Beard.
Ryan the Beard.
Okay, no, that's a 2 out of 10 on the joke scale.
But they opened up for Amorphis and Swallow the Sun over at El Corazon. But we, Ian and I got some Thai food, and then we headed to there for a minute, watched Ryan, and we had to go over to Studio 7 where we saw Catatonia and a band that I've never actually seen before. What was their name again?
Caspian.
Yeah, Caspian. They were pretty cool. They aren't the kind of typical band that you see at Studio 7 if you're going to a metal show. Those like kind of post rock, like Mono, Mogwai, like Explosion in the Sky kind of.
Yeah, it was good.
Really cool.
Man. They have really good stage and lights too. I don't know what was going on there. Like sometimes at Studio 7, and we've seen some shows recently where we go in there and the sound and just like, oof. But that show was like, I swear to God, it was like CD quality, man. Everything was perfect.
That's awesome. So Caspian's not quite a full-on bong band, kind of more of a J band, you know?
Yeah, like a okay. Chill J band.
Yeah.
Maybe even a bowl of ice cream.
All right, I feel it.
Maybe
so it's
even
not a bong
some sexy
to the
times.
Face.
Yeah.
Not bong in the face.
Not a full bong.
That's rate. High on fire.
Yeah. Maybe not dab status.
Dab life.
But yeah, they were cool shows, man. I'm glad we got to go to both. They should have just smashed both of those shows together somewhere, but such is life.
So last night I actually worked my first pro wrestling show for Defy. It's not like I'm a wrestler, but I was doing backstage promos for them. It was really fun. We had some incredible matches. It's at Washington Hall, and Defy 3 is coming up next month in May, and some really great matches. It was 100% sold out. You got to see this venue. It's
where is that?
It's Washington Hall on Capitol Hill. They used to have a ton of punk rock shows. Pettibone said the last time he went to a show there was in 1989 to see Verbal Assault. It's got a balcony. It's really classy looking.
Is that where we saw Municipal Waste back in the day, where they had the town hall sometimes?
Actually, might have been.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. But one thing that was really notable about the show is there's an awesome women's match that's going to go on, and it's a three-way dance between Sue Young, who's like her character is the corpse bride, and two other awesome wrestlers, Kate Carney and Angelina Love, and they all get to the ring, and then all of a sudden, the fire alarm goes off.
Oh no!
Because there was too much smoke to create kind of the ambiance, and everyone had to get out of the venue. We all had to leave. The firefighters came. They did a quick check-in. The guy who was the caretaker of the venue, he was like, I know what's going on. Just file in, check it out real quick, and then we'll get the show going. But it was funny. I'm glad it wasn't in the middle of a match. It was literally like right as the bell rung.
The fire alarm match.
And the fire, everyone filed out for like 20 minutes.
Just a bunch of weirdos standing outside.
Yeah. All the wrestlers had to be out there. Yeah. They were all in their tights and Speedos, and just like they had sweaters draped over them, and it was hilarious. And it took a good 20 minutes, but it was actually perfect that it happened because one of the headliners, Jeff Cobb, he was racing from the airport to get there.
Oh, so he was going to be late.
And he would have been late if it wasn't for that fire alarm.
I wonder if that was a...
It could be.
A thing.
A conspiracy. But anyways, it was awesome. Check out Defy NW.
Yo, just pull the fire alarm, dog. I'll be there in half an hour.
Definitely. Follow him on Instagram, Facebook, all that stuff. Defy NW. You'll be able to see me interviewing some big f***ing burly dudes that scare the shit out of me.
That's cool.
My question is, when are you going to get in the ring, dude?
I
know you've thought about it.
Bounce
off the ropes a couple times.
It'd be fun, but
go down to Evolve and get trained up.
I have enough respect for what they do. I'm not going to try and dip my toes in their world.
Okay.
Your toe. Maybe even a pinky toe.
Would like a special appearance or something?
Like
you know?
You're doing an interview in the squared circle there.
I'll take a bump.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll take a chair.
You know, I'll take a chair. If the situation arises. I would be totally stoked with like going through a table, getting a flamethrower to the face, getting stabbed in the gut, you know, taking a fucking box cutter to the leg, getting a fucking venereal disease in the ring.
Jesus.
I'm down. But I'm not going to kid anyone.
Yeah.
It's like if I would have started wrestling at 18, 19, I would be all in. But you know what? It's okay. I'll stand back and I'll do my thing and I'll help out with what I can.
What was that that wrestling gift that you posted this week that was...
Oh, yeah.
Did they take wrestling to the next level and it was a dude pouring out a box of Legos in the middle?
And then, it was a company called Combat Zone Wrestling, and they usually do brutal like no rope barbed wire matches and bomb matches and all kinds of stuff. Actually, you can watch a Vice documentary, which was actually done by Damien up.
Really?
And it's on Combat Zone Wrestling, like legit. They do it out in a farm. And because it is very f***ed up and they smash light tubes over each other's heads and you don't want that in a building because you could get poisoning from that.
Yeah, yeah.
It's f***ed up, man. They take scissors and they slam people on scissors. But the most extreme thing was he took a huge barrel of Legos, of assorted Lego pieces. He threw it on the ground of the mat. And then he slammed someone on it. You know how bad it hurts when you step on a f***ing Lego in the dark.
Oh.
Imagine getting body slammed by a 300-pound dude on the Legos on your back.
It was just a hilarious
jagged
dichotomy.
Yeah, I got to post that on the Metal Shop page tonight.
Yes, definitely.
Or the KSW page. Either way, what have you been up to,
Ian? Man. You're sick. Oh, I've been playing a lot of Mass Effect 3.
Ooh.
Which is like a nerdy, you know, I feel like I need to start doing some more exciting shit with my life. But I also did get my barbecue.
Yeah.
Which is f***ing awesome.
What'd you pop your cherry with?
A couple hot links, actually.
Cool.
Yeah. Keeping it f***ing poor white trash down.
Some hot links?
No, I'm just kidding. I f***ing love hot links, though, ever since I was a little kid. The classic Oh Boy Alberto, the local ones.
Yeah.
It's so good, man. You got to wait for those things to split down the middle, start spitting grease.
Has your roommate Josh put any microwave burritos on there yet?
No, but that's a good idea.
I feel like he'd do that.
Yeah,
total Josh thing.
Yeah. I'd do that. I mean, you can do anything with that thing. You can like cook pizzas on there. You can do all kinds of shit, man. But yeah, he did actually go to the store and he was like, came home with a bunch of dogs and burgers and f***ing yellow mustard.
All right, I got a question for you guys. All right. Would you rather take your penis and put it on Ian's
hot man buns?
His grill for like 2 minutes.
Oh, 2 minutes?
Okay. What?
It'd
maybe
have to
30
be like
seconds.
2 or 3 seconds, dude.
30 seconds.
You'd sear that thing off.
Wipe your ass for a day with stinging nettles.
Ooh.
Be forced to wipe your ass and you have to like 6 times.
I was going to say, I just wouldn't.
Would you be guaranteed that you'd heal after both of them?
Yes.
Like back to normal?
Back to normal?
I'm not going
to
say back to normal. Depends on how weird your penis already looks.
Good point. Dude, I'd have to go with the nettles, man.
Can I just off myself?
No, no. You have to do either of them.
Is that an option?
It's like Saw. Just,
I think it'd have to be the nettles, dude.
Yeah?
It'd
dude,
be the nettles.
You, man, that's like a 400-degree grill, man. You just have a permanent, like, sear mark on your dick.
I'm going with the dick. Pain Olympic style.
Yep. Cool, you can come on over next time I have a barbecue.
I'd have we'll a blister.
Speaking of...
it wouldn't be because of the herpes.
That's a good band name.
Jesus. Oh, jeez, man.
What, guys?
Speaking of grill marks, my buddy Neil, who has a permanent grill mark on his ass from when he was naked and slipped and fell on a grill.
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't seen that photo for a while. You should post that up on the Metal Shop page.
I think
tonight.
I will.
You made it a band t-shirt.
He'd be stoked about that. He showed up at my house randomly, no warning. Just, I'm sitting in my living room and he just kicks in my door. This dude lives in Missoula. Just walks into my living room, just like, hey, what's up, dude? Like, yo, you want to fucking, like, call first or something? He's like, no, B&E, man. I'm in town. Figured
I'm here.
Like,
maybe some pancakes.
It's like, where have you been? What have you been up to? He's like, oh, I just got back from Thailand. Check this out. And he unzips his hoodie. He's wearing a t-shirt that just says Thailand, all ages.
Oh, my God.
Just like,
jeez.
Like, what the what's wrong with you,
this
man?
This would be a grill-ass McGee over there.
Just what are you thinking? What's wrong with you? And he's like, you're the one with the dirty mind. I'm not saying anything. All ages could mean anything, you know?
Oh, well, we all know what the f*** that means,
yeah,
guy.
Yeah, so we went to the nail show. Decimated.
Did he wear that
minds.
Shirt there?
He did not wear the,
yeah,
the shirt to the nail show,
move,
which was
smart move.
A smart move. God. Our photographer friend, other Neil, yeah. The photography guy, he was front and center for the nail show, and Neil has not seen nails before, and
oh,
I don't
yeah.
think he goes to a lot of hardcore shows.
Right.
So.
I mean, he did kind of have an idea. He was like, he posted before the show, and he was like, all right, I know this is going to get gnarly. There's no barrier.
Yeah.
But yeah, you're right. He had no.
I don't think he's used to that kind of situation. That dude got decimated. He is still hurting.
Was
poor
he
guy.
Did he break his camera?
He didn't break the camera.
Okay.
He didn't break the camera. Thank
protect
God.
The equipment. Because that camera's probably worth more than a f***ing hospital bill is.
Yeah, but he was saying that he's friends with one of the guys in the band, and he was talking to him after the show, and the dude told him that is one of the top five gnarliest nail shows that they have played.
That's wow. awesome.
Which
that
is
rules.
Super rad. It makes me really proud of the Pacific Northwest.
Bad timing for Neil, though.
Yeah, right? No joke.
I think that's the perfect venue to have that show because the people that work at that venue are so familiar with craziness of hardcore shows from
yeah.
having Rainfest there for the last few years. They're just like,
they know
all
how
right,
to handle
we
it.
Know what's up. We're not going to block these people from stage diving, and there's no barrier. So
I saw a bunch of the security guys stage dive. It was
oh,
like Rainfest
there
all
you
over
go.
It was all right, awesome.
Hey. Hold my flashlight and my baton real quick.
Yeah. Hold on a second, guys. Are you aware that it's Rex Manning Day?
Yeah, I saw that.
What's Rex
Say Manning? Say no more, money more.
God damn it.
You've never watched Empire Records, apparently.
Classic Liv Tyler.
I don't remember it, man.
Ryan the Beard can yeah. suck my...
You need to...
Hey, that's mean.
But yeah, I mean, you just need to catch up on your 90s cinematography.
No,
cinematics.
Just, well, I've seen it at some point, but I don't f***ing remember it to save my life.
Yeah, it's a good one, man. If I'm not correct, or if I am correct, that's the one where they take the record store money and bet it all on black or red.
Yep, and then they lose it. And then they have to have this benefit show to save the record store. Imagine if there were record stores to save these days.
Yeah, well, actually, I did get a new tattoo this week at Studio Arcanum in Ballard right there on 4th Avenue.
Cool.
And I noticed that right across the street, there was a brand new record store that had opened.
Really?
Sick.
Oh, I think I know what you're talking about.
And I asked my tattoo guy, I was like, hey, Scott, how long has this place been there? And he's like, I don't know, like 6 months? Like in the middle of like all this record stores getting shut down and shit like that, like they opened up a new one.
Yeah.
So we'll see how long they stick around, but...
I forget what that record store is called, but...
It starts with a D. It's like Dog
Daybreak
City.
Records,
yeah,
I think?
Yeah.
I think it's that, and they actually specialize in all kinds of old school, like rock and punk and metal and stuff.
Damn,
I think
I should have got in there.
It's really niche, so that's the way that they stay, you know, operable. I wanted to mention a special shout out to the band Iron Lung. They have this weekend going on a really cool fest at the Vera Project. It's the Iron Lung We Like Festival, or Things We Like Festival, and
genius.
It was founded by Jensen from Iron Lung, and it's an Iron Lung Records showcase. It's art showcase, art show. They got DJs performing like weird f***ing music, but last night it was headlined by a f***ing secret reunion by Cold Sweat.
Wow.
And it was really fucking awesome, yeah.
Wow.
It was a secret reunion show, one time only, by Cold Sweat, fucking important, hardcore Seattle punk rock band, hardcore band, and I couldn't go because I was working the wrestling show, and I saw my friends posting videos, and I was like, what the fuck, man? Sean Dean, one of the most intense vocalists for a hardcore band of all time, fucking weirdo, very awesome, and it was the only time I've ever seen a black dude who's straight edge put X's on his hands with white marker.
That's cool.
That was really fucking cool.
Wow.
Back in the day when I saw them, and he held a bat in his hand while he was singing, and he swung it, and it looked like he was about to fucking clobber us all. I saw them.
Rules.
They're very fucking intense. And shout out to Cold Sweat. Shout out to Iron Lung Records. And shout out to Jensen.
Ryan, what have you been doing this week?
Sitting in my basement playing guitar, reading comic books, man.
Yeah, okay, cool.
Living the life.
Sounds like a good fucking week to me.
It sounds good to me because it's usually your busiest. And you're like, man, I've been working my ass off. So,
well, it's
if
been
that's
nice
been your week,
it's been nice to get a little bit of downtime.
Who's sucking on who?
You know, I do have to say I epically up with my memory because I thought it was my girlfriend's birthday, so I was scrambling trying to find a birthday gift.
Oh, Ryan.
And really getting down on myself about it. And so I bought her a limited edition color vinyl of Angel Witch by Angel Witch. Which is a fucking, you know, that's a cool.
That is cool.
That's a cool birthday present.
But it's not her birthday yet?
No, it's not her birthday for another 2 months. I don't know why or
fuck,
how that was
dude?
In my head. But
did
I
you weren't even close.
Dude, I fucked that up so
did
hard.
You give it to her?
I was like, yeah, happy birthday, babe.
Are you serious?
Yeah, and I'm
oh,
like,
you
I
went through with it
the whole
what?
Thing. And,
God,
you know,
dude.
I bought her a couple of enamel pins for her jacket and like some things. I really put a lot of time and effort into it. And I scrambled so hard. And
what?
And she, and I was like, happy birthday, babe. I know it's not for a couple of days, but I got you the stuff and love you lots, so on and so forth. And she was just
what did
like,
she, what did she say to you?
She just looked at me like I was dumb. Like, and she's like, thanks.
Like, is she going to get mad or pissed?
She gave
or
me
both.
She gave me an awkward hug, and I'm like, what's wrong? And she's like, it's not my fucking birthday. Like, yeah. And I'm like, yeah, it's not your birthday for another week or so. And she's like, no, not for like another 2 months. It's like, well, whose birthday is it? I thought it was somebody's birthday.
Yeah, it's your side bitch's birthday.
See, that's when you got that, Ryan, is when you got to be good at thinking on the spot, dude. You got to be like,
I'm just kidding. I just love you a lot. It's your side bitch's birthday, Ryan.
Oh.
I fucked
like,
that
oh,
up
it's
so hard.
It's International You Day. I don't know.
Like, she wasn't...
I just love you.
She wasn't mad at me. I mean, she was super stoked
she's
and
like,
all this
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, you know, it's cool
love
shit.
Love you.
So, yeah, I mean,
hits
like,
refund button right now. Immediately. Give me my
to
money
Amazon.
Back. Well, here's some free stuff because I love you lots.
So that's the thing. If she ever gets mad and throws
got
it in
cash.
Your face, you'd be like, cool, you can give me back that Angel Witch record then.
Because it wasn't
a
even
sick
your birthday.
Record.
Yeah, but now you get to buy her two birthday presents.
Or so. Just be like, hey, remember that one time
well,
2 months ago?
That's what I'm going to
no,
do. When
no,
she gets mad at me
dude,
for forgetting her like,
also,
I already celebrate.
So when you actually forget her
when
birthday.
I actually forget.
You're a fucking scumbag.
Well, I'm just terrible when it comes to dates. Like, I can't. For some
dude,
reason,
okay.
dates never
stick in
my head.
Do you remember what your own birthday is?
Yeah.
Take the mental space in your head for your own birthday and replace it with hers. Because it's like there's only like a couple important dates you need to remember in your life. Your own birthday doesn't matter as much
yeah,
as hers
does. It
doesn't
matter.
So, just saying. What do you remember what it is? Even now? What the
look it up on Facebook.
I probably should have asked.
Yeah, you need to look that up, dude.
Yeah, the only reason I remember our anniversary is because it's on Memorial Day weekend. So I have
oh,
like I
that's
have,
the easy shit in the world.
Yeah, so I have like a little 3 day grace period there, even though it fluctuates, you know.
Just forget
year,
about our birthday, dude.
Do you need no to worries. Go to the tattoo shop, somebody you know, and have it like tattooed like on the inside of your like little web of your finger right there.
Just a
she'll
little
never
reminder.
See it. She'll
or
never
just,
know.
Or just do some really fucked up on her birthday, so you remember, like, oh, that's when I went to jail.
Oh, that's when I got arrested.
Oh, that's when I got that f***ed up rash in my asshole.
When we were at Ian's house barbecuing.
That's when I put the nettles in my pooper.
That's when I put my on the grill.
Oh my god. What in the
grill?
That's
my new
good
slam
name.
Band.
Hacker. That's all you need.
You
want
to start with this one?
Yeah.
All right, we're doing the news,
yeah.
baby.
All right, let's, yeah, go for it. Go, man.
No, you start.
Oh, okay.
Let's start it.
Ghost, dude, I wonder if this is going to be the end of Ghost.
We'll see.
I mean, like...
Ghost BC or Ghost?
I don't... That's a whole nother fucking fiasco. So there has been a lawsuit filed against Tobias Forge, a.k.a. Papa Emeritus.
I guess we know who it is now.
Well, Toby Forge.
It's been out for on the DL, not so DL for a while, but being sued by four former members of Ghost who have outed themselves just this last week, so we can mention that here in a minute. But
they're out.
Here's the TLDR version. Basically, there's a legal partnership that they created where he, by he I mean Papa Emeritus, was the one who was receiving the payments and was in charge of compensating everyone. And you just want to put one guy in charge of that, and if you don't necessarily have like a band manager or whatever, then someone just takes care of it, you know? But he's being sued by all four former members of the band, some of which have been around since the beginning of the band, that he hasn't been paying them out in a fair manner. He's not been splitting up the money. He's been like taking all these paychecks essentially and claiming to them that Ghost hasn't been a money-making entity yet, which is f***ing bullshit, obviously, because they're huge and doing all kinds of shows. Anyway, so he said that once the band got good and back into the red or into the black, whatever the f***ing financial term is, once they started making money again, then I'm going to start handing the money out, right? So, long story short, I guarantee you they were all probably just like, hey, what the f***? Where's our mother f***ing money? And from what I read in here, they've played over 500 shows in the last 4 years. So 500 gigs, especially towards, you know, the last year or so, where they've been playing huge festivals, selling out f***ing huge venues, and playing with some of the biggest bands out there. Oh, yeah, sorry, we still, you know, haven't broken through yet. No. Yeah, so he's getting sued by the band, basically. We're not going to read this whole f***ing lawsuit.
Because it's in Swedish.
No.
And it's very... Well, somebody translated it, and it's... There are 20...
That's doing God's work, translating that to English, man.
32 declaratory... Actually, no. 45, 50, 60 counts of... but, yeah, man, it's crazy. Like, I mean, I'm not surprised, I guess. But at the same time, how many underground Ghost fans are there? People that get metal, I think, have kind of like...
Don't really care about that band.
You know what I mean? Like, it's hard for me to even describe, like, are we going to lose our fan base because we found out that the singer's a fucking greedy dick?
I don't know. I mean, I'd say they still have a pretty solid, underground metal. I mean, I don't know. I know a lot of fans of Ghost. Obviously, they're fucking huge at this point, but... I don't think they've lost out their fan base.
It doesn't say who any of these people played in, who their bands were before, but the names were Simon Soderbergh, Maura Rubino, Heinrich Palm, and Martin Hjertstedt.
Hjertstedt!
Those are the four other unnameless ghouls now.
Okay. All right.
So, member since 2010, 11, 15, and 14.
Well, the thing is he can just hire some other ones.
And that's what they were claiming. They were just like, he was treating us like hired hands when the idea was, and they said, from the interview, he said that they had been very clear from the beginning that they were all going to be an equal part of the band, because that's what a f***ing band is, especially when you start off like that with such a gimmicky kind of gamble.
Mm-hmm.
But they broke through into the mainstream. Didn't they play like Conan or some like the Jimmy Kimmel or one of those fucking TV shows?
Yeah.
They played Jimmy Fallon, dude. They were there, you know.
They were.
Telling him how much you love him, Ryan.
Falloning it up.
On Halloween, they were on there. So
bunch of fucking Fallons.
But either way, you know, it is honestly an easy way for him to do that, for him to kind of be dismissive of their response or of their part in the band, and then just be like, all right, well, let's just put a mask on another guy that wants to play in the band.
I just don't understand how you could do that to your bandmates.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, yeah. My bandmates been there for me through thick and thin, and it's been the same way.
Yeah, but you have one bandmate.
Long time. No, even
it's easy to say when you ain't getting no money, Ryan.
No, even before this, when I was in a band with a lot of dudes, I just don't understand how you could do that to somebody who's, you know, had your back like that.
Depends on what part of the musical realm you come from. These guys were all like in underground bands for a long time before this.
He needed money, bro.
okay. Simple explanation.
He wanted money.
The face paint ain't cheap.
I need money.
Give me yours. So the band Sleep is so heavy, and if you're Sleep or if you're friends of, or if you're fans of Sleep, chances are you smoke a lot of weed. This past week, Sleep kind of released a cryptic photo. It is basically just a mixing board.
Very cryptic.
And a whole bunch of weed.
It's on a paper plate.
And it's like they're rolling joints and recording, or, I mean, it didn't say anything else, but it was just them tweeting that out, then putting it up on their Facebook, and that's to assume that they're working on the new album that they're rumored to be working on.
Yeah, it's just like sitting on the board, though. Any good engineer would be like, yo, we're going to get weed crumbles in my f***ing pots, dog. Get that shit out of here.
See, which is ironic. This is the thing.
What's the thing?
If you actually let the weed seep into your console, it actually makes the Sleep record that much heavier.
No.
It makes it that much scratchier.
No. I do love this bumper sticker on the board, though. It just says distort everything.
Perfect. I don't think Sleep's going to distort anything, man.
No, it's acoustic Sleep album.
With the singies.
Lots of cleans.
Black Dahlia Murder's got a new record coming out. Their last one, Abysmal, came out in 2015. So it's been about 2 years. They're about due for a new record.
Yeah.
That's kind of what they do. Let's see here. There's 20 seconds of a new, like a preview. Let's just play right now. Let's see what this sounds like. If this f***ing computer will work.
20 seconds.
Oh, it's just the dude recording drums, basically.
Yeah.
So, there you go. It's on a loop. On a liggity loop.
All right.
So, if you like that band, there you go.
Dallas Toller Wade from Nile, formerly of Nile, came out this week and actually mentioned that he left Nile for many other reasons that were remain undisclosed. It was announced in February that he was the longtime frontman of Nile, and it seemed to be under amicable circumstances, but we're reporting off of MetalSucks.net, and he did come out with a statement. He said, I left Nile for many other reasons that will remain undisclosed, not just for the reasons they detailed in their statement, which were, quote-unquote, to focus on my own plans and recordings. That quote didn't come from me. I was already putting a lot of my time and energy into Narcotic Wasteland when Nile was not busy or touring. My intention was to do shows and albums with Narcotic Wasteland on the flip side, because I like to stay busy. I will continue to write and perform music on whatever level I can as long as I can. From now on, Narcotic Wasteland will be my main musical focus. That's kind of vague, but...
Interesting, yeah.
I don't know.
It just sounds like something was going on. Just time to move on, also. So, good for him, I guess, but it didn't sound like Nile took very long to move on, also. So.
Yeah, exactly.
The new Suffocation record, no word on a date yet, but their guitar player, Charlie Arrigo, who replaced Guy Marques last year, has announced on Instagram that the new Suffocation record is going to be called Of the Dark Light.
Ooh.
Of the Dark Light.
Cool. Right on.
So, there you go. More info to come.
So, following his liver transplant that we detailed here on the podcast, Mike Nine Williams, also known as Mike Nine... he's set to return to the stage with the band later this month, but in an interview he said he's feeling amazing. He got his liver transplant, and he said he's feeling amazing. To be honest with you, this whole thing has been insane. It's been a crazy ride, but I feel better than I felt in ages. I mean, I'm 50 years old, I'm not a spring chicken or anything, but I have so much energy now. My whole life seems like it's turned around.
I wonder, do you ever wonder like who f***ing gave him that organ? Like, who did that come from, you know? What were they like? What did they do? What did they do in their life?
Were they big I Hate God fans?
Yeah.
It would make me so stoked if it was, you know, somebody who had completely different beliefs than Mike
Billy
Nine.
Billy Graham?
Like, somebody who was just super, super not down with heavy metal music and so on and so forth, and now in some kind of twisted thing.
Oh,
he's
it's
got
a payback.
Their organ.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad he's doing well, man. And like I said in our last podcast, I hope that he just keeps it on the straight and narrow and like respect the fact that you have a you know, another another literal stab at life. You know?
He's got another lease on life, exactly. He's got that new liver.
Speaking of another lease on life, Black Sabbath have announced that they might be making a blues record. Geezer posted the following quote, "The follow-up to 13 was going to be a blues album, but a tour got in the way, and it would take something like 2 or 3 years to do it properly. And we thought we might not all be here by that time, so it would be better to do this final tour first, and then maybe we'll do a blues record later." So take that for what it is, and hopefully we'll get some more Black Sabbath material.
Yeah.
Obviously, we, you know,
I mean, they want to certainly
like
fans,
a news
you know?
Story. It's more so like...
It's a rumor.
Yeah, exactly.
But I mean, Geezer Butler did say that. That said, though, like, it makes perfect sense that, you know, especially with Tony Iommi's health issues and whatnot, they wanted to make sure that they, as musicians, could get another tour in because they wanted to be able to end it on the right note. Also, to be able to serve the fans, you know, that have, like, made them wealthy, healthy, and happy, you know, for the last, you know, 40, 50 years. So, it's, and it, honestly, if this does come out, I would really like to see that. If they did come out and do, like, I'm not a huge fan of, like, these bands that go, "Hey, here's our last tour, man." And then they do four f***ing tours after that. So everybody, like, people spend their entire life savings on, "Man, this is the last time I'm ever going to see them." And then, like, 9 months later, they show back up. I mean, whatever. It's your prerogative as a musician to do what you need to do. But I hope that they ended it the way they wanted to. And if they want to continue to do this and put out another set of music, go right ahead.
So, Metal Blade Records founder Brian Slagle's writing a memoir was announced this week. Billboard magazine had an article on BMG making going into book publishing, and there's, you know, going to be books about the Brit rock band The Zombies and several other bands, but also a Metal Blade Records book that's about the history of the label and is about Brian Slagle and his formative years of starting the label. So
it's like some memoirs.
Yeah, man. I got to interview him years and years and years ago when I was working on a college newspaper, and he was super down and super informative, so I would love to read that book.
And if you follow him on Instagram or any of his social media stuff, like, he still goes out to the shows. Like,
yeah.
And he goes and checks out his bands and other new bands, and he's still, like, fully in control of that. So good for him, man. Good to see them still going. So Dead to Fall is back?
Yeah. I remember watching a porno featuring one of the members of that band.
What?
The bassist, yeah. He was a porn star.
Oh.
When he was wearing a Shai Hulud jersey while f***ing someone.
Are you serious?
Yeah, you can check it out.
Oh.
I'll send you the link, bro.
Yeah, go right ahead. That's like some Evan Seinfeld.
Jack offable.
So Dead to Fall, Jesus Christ. Dead to Fall on their Facebook page says, "We're back! If you haven't figured it out yet, the original lineup has been jamming over the last few months and working on some new material. We got together to do the vinyl release show for Everything I Touch Falls to Pieces last summer, and wouldn't you know it, new riffs started pouring out. We're working on a new record coming out 2018 sometime. If you want a taste of the new stuff, come out to see one of these shows."
So metal moshcore rises again.
Bring it back. It's about that time, man. Metalcore bringing a reunion or a return back about 10, 12 years later.
Everything old is new again.
Yeah, coming full circle.
Rest in peace to Paul O'Neill, dead at 61. He was the Trans-Siberian Orchestra founder. He was also a music producer, and he produced the score to the 2000 Jim Carrey version of How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
What?
He also worked with Aerosmith and Sabotage, but his most well-known thing is he was the founder of Trans-Siberian Orchestra, the group that really just metalized Christmas music, and it was just such an epic, epic project. We played some Trans-Siberian Orchestra on Metal Shop, even though it's not Christmas, and they are a Christmas, you know, centric group of musicians.
Dude, but, I don't give a f***. We'll play some Christmas music whenever the f*** we want.
Exactly. It's like shredded Christmas jams, so, you know, Paul O'Neill, rest in peace, man.
Yeah, R.I.P. Metallica is doing a pretty cool concert. They're doing a concert to find some local band openers for five of their shows. Those five don't include the Northwest, unfortunately. But that said, you could like move to Chicago next week and figure that shit out. That said, Foxborough, Massachusetts, St. Louis, Minnesota, San Antonio, Texas, Dallas, Texas, and Chicago, Illinois are the five cities that they are allowing local bands to submit demos, music, songs to Metallica.com. and they're going to be doing an online voting contest to see which one of those bands, local bands, gets to open up.
How insane would that be, dude? Seriously, how f***ing insane would that be to open up for Avenged Sevenfold and Metallica in front of, like, a huge soccer football stadium?
That's crazy. I mean, you know they're not going to pay you. They're not going to pay you.
You don't need to get paid for that.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You are getting paid, dude, because that is some
that
kind of...
That's going to launch your career.
Yeah. You're going to be playing to 30, 40,000 people that probably never even heard who you were.
Yeah.
Like, it's a numbers game.
That would be awesome. So, mm-hmm. Good luck to anyone who's in those cities, and hopefully we get some sick metal on stage there.
I just think it's cool. Hopefully they find someone that they like, actually pay attention to it, and maybe they can, you know, as Jamie Josta says, a rising tide floats all ships.
I like that.
Integrity's going to be going on a tour. They're actually playing like their only U.S. tour for U.S. show for a while here. This weekend at the United Blood Festival, they played Friday night, actually at the United Blood in Richmond, Virginia. Oh. But Integrity has a new album coming out on Relapse Records. They're first on Relapse, and Howling for the Nightmare Shall Consume. Let's check out Fallen to Destroy, the first song off the new Integrity record. Pretty stoked for that one. Brand new Integrity record.
It's just the first song. It's the intro song, man. Like the artistic intro song. And I guarantee you it's going to go into the heaviest.
Absolutely, man. It's Integrity, dude.
I'm trying to hear that.
Demian Borgir have posted a live video for Gateways, which was recorded with the Norwegian Radio Orchestra and a, quote, bombastic choir. And it looks like they also did a performance at Wacken Open Air with almost 100 musicians on stage, and this is all part of a new live DVD that they're going to be doing, which is the reason why they haven't put out music for a while.
Makes sense to me.
Yeah.
But they also, like, the rumor is that they're working on the new stuff, too. So, let's see. This is f***ing amazing, dude. I gotta be honest. Like,
it's Forces of the Northern Night,
like,
and it's
live choir, live orchestra.
Coming out April 28th on Blu-ray and DVD.
Goosebumps, honestly. I'm gonna skip like halfway.
It's so cool because when you typically see them live, it's just, you know, backing tracks.
Yeah, taped, yeah.
That's a hell of a production, damn.
Sound is amazing, yeah. The
freedom is the only notion to obey.
So yeah, I mean, like, if that's a, if you're like a metal live show collector, that's definitely one for the DVD collection for sure.
A demon burger.
Give me get a demon burger.
Get a demon burger.
Too early to get a demon burger.
Can you get a fish demon burger?
It was a light week for news and metal, so that's about all we got for the headlines, but we couldn't let you go before we f***ed you up with some really crazy stuff. This week on Metal Shop's Brutal Poetry Too Hot for Radio, Ian will be reciting lyrics from the classic Pungent Stench album from 1991 called Ben Caught Buttering. Here's a passage from S-M-A-S-H, Smash.
I hate the way you walk. I hate the way you speak. Your sight makes me sick, and you act very weak. You look like a dumb, like a head full of The only way I can act is to smash you and hit. You're not only arrogant, also f***ing ignorant. Your head is so big, like my big erected You think you look cool, you dumb little fool. You dress very hard, like a boring old fart. Your hassle is now enough. You'll get what you need. First a kick in your mouth, and a hammer punch till you bleed. I'll put my fingers in your eyes. I'll smash my fist on your chest. I'll piss on your big head. So now what do you think? Who's the best? Now I rule over you. You know that I'm better than you. So shut up and kiss my feet is the only thing you're allowed to do. F*** you.
That was Pungent Stench, so Smash, off the album Ben Cut Buttering. Check it out. It's a classic jam. Well, thank you very much for listening to Metal Shop's Backstage Pass, episode 112. It was a bit of a short one, but, you know, it's all good, man. They can't all be epic three-hour episodes.
Yeah, maybe sometime. Depending on what happens next week, we might have a very big band in the studio.
That's true, that's true.
Until then, thanks for listening again to Metal Shop's Backstage Pass, and go f*** yourself. I love you.
I love you too.
This has been Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAF Giving 360. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.